Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rebecca Belazon, and today we are learning Birkas HaShachar. The first bracha is Harokah HaAretz Al HaMayim, who spreads out the earth upon the waters. Now we say this bracha when our feet touch the ground, and this bracha is really the opposite of nature. We all know what happens when we spill a pitcher of water. It goes everywhere. It makes a terrible mess because normally what happens with water, it tends to spread and it really floods everything in its path. And at the same time, if you would put earth into water, it would sink. But Hashem, in his great kindness, he not only creates boundaries for the water so it doesn't envelop the land, but also he made the earth inhabitable, meaning the earth is firm. It's not muddy. I can stand on it and it won't sink into the water. We all know, unfortunately, too well of the dangers that occur and the destruction that occurs when the waters exceed their boundaries. We only have to think about Hurricane Sandy, when what happened? All the waters on the East Coast, they rose up and they flooded the communities, which caused terrible destruction and, unfortunately, many deaths. So when we recite this bracha, we can ask ourselves, do I create and maintain appropriate boundaries in my life? Do I support what I stand on with values and conviction? The next bracha is Sha'asa li kol tzarki, who has provided me my every need. We say this bracha when we put on our shoes because usually that is the final step in the process of getting dressed in the morning. Now, according to the Vudraham, the shoes actually represent independence because when a person is wearing shoes, they can go out into the world and they can accomplish. Imagine trying to go to work or walk down the block without wearing shoes. Shoes give us that ability to go out and to do. Now, it's really important to note that this is the only bracha in which the word li appears because in this bracha, we stress that Hashem has given us everything that we need. Even every challenge and every stress that we have in our lives is really tailor-made for us and is something that even if we don't understand, we need because Hashem doesn't give us things that we don't need. And therefore, somebody else's fortune, somebody else's talents, or maybe their success, it would be inappropriate for me because that's not what I need. So when we recite this bracha, we could ask ourselves, can I say this bracha honestly? Do I look at my life circumstances and realize that they were personalized for me and that I really have exactly what I need? The next bracha is Hamechin Mitzadei Gaver, who firms and who guides man's footsteps. And we say this bracha when we take our first steps in the morning. Now Hashem is the one who establishes man's steps, meaning not only does he give us the ability to walk, something that which we usually take for granted, but actually Hashem determines the amount of steps that we're meant to take in our lifetime. Hashem allocates for each and every person the number of steps that they are meant to take. Imagine the ultimate pedometer, however many steps that you are going to take, that has already been determined. Hashem gives us the ability. He gives us the mobility, but it's really up to us to decide how we want to use these steps and in what direction we want to go. So as we recite this bracha, we could ask ourselves, what direction would I like my life to take? And am I using my steps to get me there? And once we really begin to think about the direction in our lives, we can continue on to the next two brachos, which are actually specific to the Jewish people, because those are really the only brachos that mention Yisrael specifically, because these brachos are really a call and they're a mandate for a higher way of living. The next bracha is Ozer Yisrael Begvura, who girds Israel with strength. And we say this bracha when we put on our belt, because the purpose of a belt is to separate the upper half of the body and the lower half of the body, because we need to make a distinction between these two parts. The lower part of our body, which represents our animal instincts, represents our drives and our desires, and the upper half of our body, which is really the part of us that's closer to the heavens. And Hashem gives each and every one of us the gevura, the strength and the capacity to control our drives and our instincts. The control is actually called gevura. As we say in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu Gibor, who's the one who's really strong? Hakovesh Es Yisro, a person who can subdue his yetzer, his drives and his desire, a person who can remain in control. Now, in order to guide our life in the right direction, we need to practice restraint and we need to allow this godly part of us to be the part in us that drives our lives. So when we recite this bracha, we can ask ourselves, am I separating and subduing my desires from my higher self? Am I allowing and empowering the godly part of me to guide and direct my life? The next bracha is Oter Yisrael B'tif Ara, who crowns Israel with splendor. And we say this bracha when we're putting on our head covering. Now, this bracha actually follows the thought process of the bracha which precedes it, right? Just like we're going to make a separation between the human and the animal parts of our body, so too do we need to make a separation between our mind and our intelligence and that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have this barrier and we have this ceiling between ourselves and between the heavens above. And just, it doesn't matter how wise we are or how technologically advanced we are as a society, it really, we need to recognize that this all really pales in comparison with that of Hashem. And just like a head covering is an expression of humility, it's an expression of modesty, we need to realize our intellectual limitations when it comes to our world around us and the way we understand it. So when we recite this bracha, we can ask ourselves, do I recognize my limitations in life and the limitations of the experts around me? And am I cognizant of the fact that only Hashem is all-knowing and can solve and resolve all the problems and the issues? The next bracha is Hanotein La'yeif Koach, who gives strength to the weary. Now, this bracha is not found in the Gemara at all. It's a debate as to when it came about. Some say it was added later during the times of the Rabbanan Savorai. And the simple meaning of this bracha is really that Hashem replenishes a person's strength, right? We go to sleep at night. We feel tired. We feel exhausted. And when we wake in the morning, we feel refreshed. And even if we don't get our normal amount of sleep, we didn't get our quota, Hashem gives us the strength to accomplish our tafkid, to accomplish our task. So it really seems that this bracha would be something that we should start off with, right? At this point, we've already said a whole list of Birkas HaShachar. Why don't we say this at the beginning? We're already awake. And not only that, why does this bracha follow the two brachos that are unique to Klal Yisrael? Now, Rav Schwab explains that the answer to this question or to these questions is really found in the source of the bracha, of this bracha. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu states, Notein la'yeif koach ule'ein onim atzma yarbeh. Hashem gives strength to the weary and he grants abundant might to the powerless. And the Mefarshim there explain that this Pasuk is actually referring to Klal Yisrael that are worn out and exhausted from the long gullus that they've had to endure. The Rabbanan Savorai, the ones who authored this bracha, they foresaw the long and the difficult gullus that we as a people would have to endure. Another day of persecution, another day of anti-Semitism. And so they added this bracha to thank Hashem for giving us the strength to continue in our mission, despite the fact that we are so tired, despite the fact that the gullus is so long and exhausting. And so whether we are physically exhausted, whether we're emotionally exhausted, whether we're exhausted as individuals, or whether we're collectively exhausted, Hashem gives us the strength. Hashem gives strength and fortitude to the weary. So as we recite this bracha, we can ask ourselves, as I go through my life, do I push myself to achieve my tafkid, knowing that even if it's difficult and that I'm tired, Hashem will give me the strength that I need to achieve it? Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmat, Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Meshulam Fish, and Chaya Chana Edel by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families.